This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is sponsored by Amazon. Coldplay all day. And this is it. This is the last day we're doing this. We've been doing them all week. 9, noon, 3, and 5, your chance to win Coldplay tickets for their Levi's Stadium show on October 4th. You can be there. Be here at 9 and win the tickets. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Napa Valley Cooking School, a program of Napa Valley College. Here's what's happening. By now, you know there is a heat wave.
I have heard this.
It's going to be really hot today, and it's going to cause cancellations, even canceling some schools in certain places. But Livermore, one of the hottest locations, they usually have their wine festival.
Oh, no.
And it looks like that's going to be canceled on Sunday due to
extreme.
It really is. All those vendors losing out on money.
Are they going to postpone it, or is it just canceled?
That sucks.
It's one of Livermore's most popular Labor Day weekend events, but the 36th annual Harvest Wine Festival has been canceled. When you hear cancel, that means...
no reschedule. Right. That sucks. So many people put so much time and effort into those things.
Yeah.
Oh, they're
so fun. You think that's the right decision?
Well, yeah, it's going to be 116 degrees. Mm. I mean, whoever's selling water at that event is really bummed. That would have been a big day for them. That sucks. I hate to hear that. Well, that's, you know, at least it's not flooded like it is in Houston. I mean, honestly, anything that you are going through today, just remember your house is still there.
Managers of California's power grid are asking for voluntary electricity conservation as they're predicting the extreme heat statewide. They ask you cut electricity use between 1 p.m. and 10 p.m. When the use of air conditioners will be at its peak.
So don't do your laundry or run your dishwasher at the same time.
Right.
Well, Bryn, 3 hours later, you found it.
Hey, I was busy today.
Who is that?
A lot going on.
Who sings that song?
Who sings that?
This one's Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt.
But she remade it. This is a cover.
Vinny, I had asked Bryn for that song.
Earlier?
Hours ago.
But she just sang the heat wave. So I was going through all these different versions of this.
I like the heat is on. That's way better.
Yeah, at first when you guys first played it, I didn't get it. And then I'm like, the heat is on.
That's hot.
You mentioned Hurricane Harvey. I just wanted to say that not only is there a great resource at RadioAlice.com, but in the paper today, they have a list of ways you can help victims, whether it's the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, the Houston Food Bank. Also for animals, Houston Humane Society and San Antonio Humane Society are accepting donations as they try to help. And they ask that you check. There are always scams. Whenever there's some real life drama, there's always some
scumbag.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say. Out there taking your money. So Charity Navigator is one place you can go, and the Federal Trade Commission is another place you can go to check and make sure someone hitting you up is legit.
Even people will squat on slight misspellings of URLs that are legit and have thrown up, you know, so you think you've gone to Red Cross, but you spelled it with a K. I don't know why.
But I did hear that there were people going through homes trying to find stuff.
Oh, yeah, the looting.
Yeah. Right.
I also saw signs that said, looters will be shot. So
it is Texas.
It is Texas. That may not be a place you want to be caught in someone else's house.
Yes.
But anyway.
Sad that someone, that people, the scumbags out there take advantage of these situations.
Always
it's
the
terrible.
Way.
It
hey,
is.
Hey, I just got a text from George regarding the wine festival. He said they must have insurance. We had insurance for rain when we did festivals.
Oh, well, I hope that's the case. It still doesn't stop every vendor that put this whole weekend aside and was hoping
well,
to sell
they,
some stuff.
They may have ramped up their purse production. They may have so many purses ready for sale. What are they going to do?
I feel their pain.
Do you?
I do.
L'Oreal. I saw this headline and thought, oh, I better read this. This is interesting. L'Oreal fires transgender model over controversial Facebook post. So this is in England, but Monroe Bergdorf is like a DJ?
And a model?
And a model. So let me go back. Hold on one second. I'm doing this on my iPad. It doesn't always go well.
Well, I've experienced our broadband here, so I'm not surprised.
L'Oreal had just announced the British transgender DJ and activist Monroe Bergdorf as one of the faces of the new L'Oreal campaign championing diversity. September 1st, today, is the day they ended their partnership. The ink wasn't even dry on the contract.
So what did she post?
I guess she had posted something on her Facebook page about white racism. As in, and it begins with, all white people are racist. And I'll find that post for you in a second, as I just want to get you sort of up on the story.
That's a sweeping generalization.
So I guess they wanted to hire a bunch of sort of, let me see if I can find it, 23 inspirational individuals as spokesmodels to promote the makeup range. I guess they were trying to show a total colors of the rainbow for this, what do they call that stuff that you, foundation. So I guess you have to match that very specifically. Right. So this was going to be some great inclusive way.
So the thought behind it was wonderful that they were going to use people from all walks of life, all the colors of the rainbow, and people with interesting stories. So this is certainly an interesting person, you know, a female model who was born a man.
They have a range of British. Oh, Siri, don't do me like this right now. There it is. She just came on. A range of British personalities were featured, from a radio DJ Clara Amfo to pop singer Cheryl Cole to British Indian model Neelam Gill. So this was a big campaign. And then someone went digging on this woman's Facebook and found this post.
She didn't just post this.
No, this was posted. In fact, it was posted at the time of the Virginia riots.
Oh.
And I don't have time to read the whole thing, but it says, honestly, this is what she wrote. Honestly, I don't have the energy to talk about the racial violence of white people anymore. Yes, all white people. Because most of y'all don't even realize or refuse to acknowledge that your existence, privilege, and success as a race is built on the backs, blood, and death of people of color. Your entire existence is drenched in racism. From microaggressions to terrorism, you guys built the blueprint for this bleep. And it goes on and on.
Mm.
It's very aggressive, and some would argue true. So why would they fire her? Well, they're a big corporation, and they don't want no trouble. So that's one, like this headline says, it's unacceptable that L'Oreal fired black trans model for speaking out against white supremacy. And then, you know, as the other article I read, if I can find it, there it is, on Google, they're in Google News, they're saying that, we can't have someone that represents us posting like that.
No.
So she was fired. It lasted 3 days.
That's a sad story.
They say, L'Oreal addressed Bergdorf's firing in a tweet saying that her comments and their values as a company don't line up. They say, diversity and tolerance towards all people, irrespective of their race, background, gender, and religion.
Hmm.
And that was the whole point of their promotion. Heavy.
Very.
Here are the 10 most serious problems facing the world according to millennials.
Okay. Go, according to millennials.
Turn it up.
I'm surprised this isn't way higher. A lack of opportunities for jobs or making money.
Right.
That comes in at 10.
Oh. What else?
That's like the number one bitch you hear.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You sent me to school. I'm done.
Where's my job that I was promised?
Where am I going to work?
Now what do I do?
You stay home with your mom and dad, I guess.
Yeah.
General safety and security and well-being. Lack of education, food and water security and safety. Government corruption. These are the most serious problems facing the world.
That government corruption one should be pretty high.
Religious conflicts. Poverty. Inequality when it comes to income or discrimination. Wars comes in at 2, and climate change is the number one most serious problem facing the world, according to millennials. You with them?
You know, there's some in there for sure. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, what do I think are the biggest problems in the world? And I guess, you know, climate change, overpopulation, poverty, you know. Oh, I mean, it just seems like That's a very, very long list.
They didn't
of the
put anything having to do with like cancer or disease, or did they?
No.
Those are them.
Interesting.
There are new M&Ms coming out that taste like Oreos. You want those?
You know, yes.
Cookies and Scream, they're called.
Oh, Cookies and Scream?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why Cookies and Scream?
Probably because we're headed towards Halloween.
Oh. Yeah, that good. No. Way to put two and two together, Vinny.
You ready?
For Halloween?
Yeah,
no,
I mean, it's right here.
September 1st. I'm not ready for it. I was in a Walgreens or Rite Aid or something the other day, and they had the huge October, you know, the Halloween stuff and all the bins of candy to buy. I'm like, if I bought that candy now, it would be gone by September 4th. Mm-hmm. Like, come on.
Come on.
I can't buy the candy too long before Halloween, or I will totally eat it all and have to go buy more.
Can't just walk by it.
I can't. It's really hard for me. I can't have junk in the house, or I will know it's there and eat it.
All right.
Yeah. I don't have your willpower with your one piece of candy after dinner every day. That would just be gone. And if it wasn't me, it'd be the rest of my family. Like, you just can't have that
so
stuff.
So you got to beat them to it.
Hell right. Yes, I do.
Would you ever throw chocolate chip cookies into a garbage, public garbage, and then dog poo on top of the cookies?
I would not.
Okay.
I would just accept that I was going to eat the whole package, eat it, and never buy them again or have them in my house.
I know that's a crack at me, but
it's not a crack at you.
No, that's actually the move. If only I could throw it away and put poop on it.
I'm the one that did that. But I can say that I put the poop on it because I didn't want to find myself
digging
out there later.
Garbage later, right?
And as a junkie and an addict, I have definitely gone into the trash and pulled cigarettes out that I broke into pieces and built them back together.
Oh, you did?
Oh, my God, yes. Have you ever done that?
Yes.
Absolutely.
How do you build them back? Like, with rolling paper?
You take the least broken one, and then you put it in there, and you fill it up.
You know.
Of course.
Oh, you don't use tape or anything?
You can't. You got to burn it.
You can't smoke tape?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if there's
special. What do you want, cancer?
Is there cigarette tape? Is there cigarette tape?
You take the. No, there's not. You take that. Your spit and a zigzag would be the only way.
No, actually, you can take a zigzag. You get one that has a long piece of paper off the filter. You put a zigzag around and make a cone and kind of make a little shape with it, and then you can pack that with tobacco and smoke
that. So I was going to say, I always would just empty out the top above the filter.
Yeah.
Empty that out, and then I would
do the rolling
slide
paper.
It in and just roll to marry the two together.
Yeah.
And then you've got this sort of bent, janky, but useful cigarette. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you're on the side yard in the trash can,
right,
hoping no one walks out and catches you and your junky ways.
Your pathetic self.
Yeah,
it's marginally better than picking them up with someone else's lipstick on them in a parking lot, which I have done. Oh, that's only half smoked, and I'm dying for one right now.
Really?
Really. More than once.
A used cigarette.
Yep.
With no idea whose that was.
Nope.
Wow.
That's pretty neat.
Or something.
Yeah. I meant to do this the other day ago. What did teachers tell you that turned tell you that turned out to be totally false? So they put this list together, and I do remember teachers you needed to learn cursive.
Yeah.
You got to learn cursive. And now no one uses it.
Right.
Well, I couldn't even write cursive. I don't think I could write cursive anymore.
Sure you could if you had to. My handwriting is just so, I just never write anything out longhand anymore. And so it's like even writing a check, I have to make a concerted effort to write slow enough that the writing is legible.
Yeah, but aren't you just printing sort of a combination of print, writing a check?
I am, and I'm going as slow as I can because I actually, my cursive has just melded into something that none of the letters are right. It just looks like I drew waves or the edge of a saw. I have to really
concentrate. Look up a capital I in cursive.
Oh, it's got that hitch over there.
Yeah, it looks like
left.
A G.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like a G.
Doesn't look like a G to you?
Like why is it starting at the top? Mine always start at the bottom.
Starts
just
at the
up
bottom.
Into the
ends in the middle.
I hate to say I'm with the teachers on this one, as they tell you, you need to learn math because you're not always going to have a calculator, except they point out here we always
have
a calculator with our phones. And yet, there's really nothing more embarrassing than having to do simple math on your fingers at the checkout stand. It's just learn math, kids. Learn the math.
A little math is, it goes a long way.
Yeah.
The algebra I've never had to use or the, you know.
Yeah, but you see people figure things out. They figure out the volume of something.
They can calculate things. They're amazing.
That is kick ass.
Yeah. Well.
Or what is that movie, Hidden Figures, when they're using math to figure out the trajectory and all this stuff? You just go,
that's what math's for.
Oh, my
God. If I was an astronaut, I'd totally need it. DJs don't need it that much.
Well. Still,
yeah,
it's
good to
pretty
have.
Neat to see it at work.
Yeah,
my cursive handwriting is the worst.
Yes, so is your printing.
All your handwriting.
Burn.
Suzette, she's back, everyone.
Where'd she go?
Never
Happy
left.
Friday.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, sorry, Vin, this music is crap. Rather listen to Sarah's hair metal nonsense than this. Ha ha ha. I don't listen to OMD. I just grew up at a time when that stuff was on. KROQ in LA used to play all of that sort of, I guess you would have called that alternative then.
It was like new wavy. It was, you know, the 80s music that wasn't punk. The other side of that coin.
The keyboard stuff.
Mm-hmm. Howard Jones, the Thompson Twins, OMD.
Right.
Yeah.
Ultravox.
Sure.
Do you remember that?
Simply Red.
I don't know those guys.
Yeah, you do. You know the one song. Don't you? Isn't that them?
No, that's Simple Minds.
Oh, Simple Minds.
Sarah!
Yeah,
Simply
Red, what's their song?
Nobody knows that.
No, people do.
I love those guys. Yeah.
Holding Back the Years.
Yeah, play Holding Back the Years. Oh, no, but
that's the 90s.
There's a song I like better than
you want to.
I don't know.
Let's see what year this was.
Oh, play If You Don't Know Me By Now. That's another one. I like that one, too.
If You Don't Know Me By Now?
Yeah.
If you don't
I know that.
Holding on.
I love that song.
Oh, no. Holding Back the Years is 1985.
No, you won't.
This isn't a remake?
It is. Of course
probably
it is.
Yeah. I mean,
all the things.
Go, Hooman.
That we've been through. You don't understand them. Voila.
All right.
And
well,
who is the guy,
Max
Headroom, on your MTV video feed?
What about him?
Yeah.
That's just like, that's what that reminds me of. Like, listening to the 80s, like the pure 80s MTV, the video thing, the Max Headroom, the new wave stuff. These things were all over. Oh. Young children, you'll never understand. Go back to your iPhone or your iPad or whatever you're playing.
No, stay
with.
Right here. Keep listening. We like you, where you're at. I'll read the rest of the text right after this.
When we argue, fussy.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.